Wipe that smile off your arm there, Ion.
But of course.
All right, well, let's see who showed up. Let's see. Let's try
Sarah. Well, you can't go by that. They left after all that Frank Zippity Zappa crap. They went and killed
themselves. I know. 14 and a half minutes of it.
14 and a half minutes. We thought we were going to die, too. It was like, Jesus, come take us away. We thought this rupture took place in the rapture to take it all, God's children, safely to home, that Jesus had sent to eastern sky.
It was not the case. It was not the case. Go ahead, Sarah. Sarah liked about half the songs. She was in ecstasy.
Oh, I enjoyed all of it.
Which half?
I liked all of it. But you played Angel Haze. I was very excited about that. I've sent you, not that song, but several of hers over the years.
Has she been around a while? I know nothing about her.
She, like, self-promoted. She did SoundCloud, and she grew up in a cult that where they didn't have music, so she wasn't exposed to it. And she, it just came out when she allowed it to.
Wow.
So I really admire her. I think she's an amazing lyricist.
So Ion's here for you, Sarah. Let's get down to play, and you
Just a moment. Weren't you going to play our music, Bob?
Right.
What would you like? What would you like?
Vestal.
What we sing?
Vestal? I did not hear you.
What we sent.
Although you sent five songs. Which one would you like?
The last one. It's coming in your inbox right now.
Oh, there it is. Get Away, Jordan. Okay.
There you go. Yep.
There we go. Okay.
Since you got a good hour, it's short enough for you. It's not a 90-minute damn song with three codas.
Coda. I think he knows music. Okay.
Half-step modulation.
Yeah, half-step modulation, which no one ever understood. Soundflower.
Dude, what do you mean, no one? I totally understand that.
Oh, yeah, you understand everything.
Three layers.
G-flat, F-sharp, E-quartered, E-quartered and nines long. Yeah, that's
you are a quarter of a fifth.
Do I have everything ready? I think I have everything ready. All right, let's see if this broadcast. Here we go. Get Away, Jordan.
Hobby Lister.
That's what you mentioned.
Hobby Lister.
Now, these guys are about 1959, it looks like. Are good. I have a good
pretty
thing
excellent.
To do, Ryan.
Hey, Bob, let's change everything up for a second. Bring Maria on, please.
Let's see. I just want to say that's a good song, and what was funny is the quartet, and one of the guys leaves the camera view and walks off stage somewhere. Then he comes back on with a yarmulke on, I think, and then he takes over.
He went to get a line of China White, Bob.
China. Yeah, you mean
line of
cocaine?
China White. Yeah, why not?
Cocaine.
It makes it better. It does wonders for the sniffles.
Did he have a yarmulke on? Did he have a hat?
Yeah. Happy Yannicka with a gin and tonica.
All right, so I'm looking over
Maria. Let's smoke your marijuana.
Robert.
Just left the conference.
Oh, bye, Robert. Bye. Bye-bye, Robert. Bye. Bye, Robert. Bye. Bye, Robert. You'll come back.
Why did that? Yeah, like security unlocked.
Bring Maria.
Maybe exit
Bring
over.
Maria.
There is no Maria.
Yes, there is.
Newark. Yeah, oh, yes. I think this is Maria. Is that Maria there?
No, definitely not Maria.
Just leave the money on the nightstand. It'll be all right.
Hey, welcome back, ASA. It's incredible. Where have you been? Did you get over the nutmeg hangover? Anyways, we're going to go somewhere else. Mark, okay. That's me. Yeah, actually, he's right, Carol. Michael has reserved a 9 o'clock spot for Teresa, but we have to wait.
Maria in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Let's see what she's saying. She's
got a good question. I want to ask the same thing about mine.
Okay, Maria. Just a minute. I am with the new computer. It's a bit difficult to move the button around.
We know. Move the buttons around. It's great.
Maria,
that one right
please
there.
Can you tell me
Don't
the name from my guardian angel? Is that the question, I am? Can you tell me the name from my guardian angel?
We already answered that. We want to give some other stuff.
She says Julith. Is that right? Julieth. Oh, I see. You answered on the chat line there. Yes, you did. Okay, do you have another question, Maria? Why don't you call in?
She's saying yes. Stop and get off that. If you're not careful, you'll get on the Gutenberg Galaxy, and then you'll have to have a Gizgasm Galactic experience.
Are you talking about me, or to me, or to her?
To Maria.
Okay, Gutenberg experience you're recommending.
No, right, Gizgasm Galaxy.
Her Gizgasm Galaxy, yeah, that would be, that's coitus you're talking about?
It will be.
All right, let's see what she says. I just sent her a big heart. Well, I'll keep an eye
let's
on that,
go.
Girl. Let's go back and...
Because we can shut it all down until it works out, but if you think it'll be okay, we'll wait.
Yeah, so let's go back to Sarah. Ask about Noah, Sarah.
Ion, I would like to find a way to ensure that our paths, mine and Noah, our paths are coming back together soon. Is there a way I can do that?
Tell us why.
Because his dad took me to court and took him away, and he won. I have a lawyer, so it's going to get different, but, I mean, I don't have, he's not in my life, hardly. I don't see him. I would like to live with him again. So is there a way I can, anything else that I'm not doing now that I can do to direct our paths back together?
No, wait a second. Let's do this a different way. You first must accomplish the occurrences that separate him from you in the first place.
I don't understand what happened about that. I just know
So you've experienced a little slippage. Everything was just tea and roses and crumpets. Then you woke up one black day and he was gone. Is it sort of like that?
No. He was afraid that this would be, that his dad would take him and he would never let him come back. And I was afraid of the same thing. And so I stopped making him go. And then they threatened me with jail. I had a miscarriage.
So fears manifested into a predicated outcome or experience. Bob is the king of all that. He can tell you about that. Disappointed.
Right. I totally believe that that's what happens. There's not an active way to let go of worries like that without
worries.
Thinking about them.
They're not worries.
Fears.
They're not worries. Ooh. Ooh. That's what you sleep with, honey, is your fears. That's what'll get you off if you're really right. No, no, no. Be easy. Hold on. We suggest you get Bob quickly.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Eric.
Mr. Ed, we need some help.
What would you like?
Straighten her out. What the hell is she talking about? She's talking some glibber-glabber crap where she caused this thing, she did it, and she separated, and she ran it out. She knew it was going on. It was her fears. It was Noah's fears. It was fears of him, Shem, and Japheth, and all the rest of them was tore up about it. They still tore up about it. She's running around here now after it is past tense, done, gone. Jews dying in the wilderness, already gone. And then she's like, is there any way we could get the path back together? Will you straighten her out so we can figure out some semblance of order so we can get back to this show?
I suggest, Sarah, you look into the LaRouche Quadrant. Go online.
Don't do it, Danny. Don't do it. Go to the William Irwin Thompson Quadrant. That's the answer. Don't go to the LaRouche Quadrant. You'll wake up with something in your bum. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. The aliens is coming from England to get you. They're going to get you. They're going to get you. Don't go to the LaRouche Quadrant. You'll have slippage. It'll be bad. It will not be fun for you. Go to the Thompson Quadrant. It's nonsensical as well, but at least you wake up in your own bed.
That's right. That's true. That's true. Who are we talking
okay,
to?
Now stop.
Maria?
Everybody, I don't care. Stop. Everything stop. Stop.
You don't care.
Bob, this is another example of what we were talking about and talking about and talking about. These kind of life experiences where you wake up one day and you go, what the fuck? This is what we're talking about. And you're going to have a lot of this, just saying. And you're like, wait a minute. And you don't know what happened. You don't know what took place. You just wake up, and the next thing you know, this unfortunate series of events, Lemony Snicket's favorite, an unfortunate series of events have occurred unbeknownst to the living that it is. And then all of a sudden in the past tense, it's like, what are you talking about? Where did it go? What happened? We had this. Now we don't have this. What? What happened? No one knows what occurrences took place that all of a sudden this outcome predicated is. And we're so glad that you got a really safe, private venue to share this in front of everybody. It's great because it's going to help other people who are too damn bashful to live their own living life that's living them. Now it's coming out little by little, but we kind of told Bob this is going to happen, and you come right on in and save Bob's day. All we have to do is convince Bob, and then y'all can all go home. It'll be good.
Okay. Where's that lead, Sarah?
I don't know. I didn't even want to ask anything about that.
We made you.
We made you, Sarah. So get into it. Accept it.
And it saves. You hear, because you asked a question, and now you want an answer. Well, now you're going to tell Bob the answer. We're going to tell Bob how to get out of this little pocket position, this pocket tool that he's been shooting, to bring it out of a nine ball. Because, see, nine ball is a dangerous game. Because you run, and if you scratch on the nine on the break, you lose. Very, very, very tricky. So now you want to come back, and you want to re-rack the deck. Re-rack it. And so now you want to change it so that you have a connection with Noah finally and completely. So there are four formulas that are from physics that will help recalculate your transpose position, which will allow you to have an intersection point in what you call your future, which will allow and or provide interaction with the one that you call as Noah.
Noah?
Oh, yeah, awesome. Great. Let's hear it. This was not at all humiliating. Wonderful. Go on, please.
Not humiliating. You want him back. Stop.
Yeah.
Humiliating. You want him back.
So it's a happy day.
This is a happy day. This is a happy day. Because otherwise you would have never missed it. So this is a good day. And Maria, just call in 602 666 6027 and say you're Bob. They'll put you right through.
She's asking, what did you mean about the Gutenberg ion, is Maria. Maria's asking about the Gutenberg.
Well, she needs to call. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, okay, Maria, just call.
Gutenberg is all typing. If you become verbal, you come into another quadrant, and we can get you closer to the Thompson quadrant, past the tiny note. That tiny note will mess you up. We got to get you back to the land of the living, so call in.
Well,
now, I'm sorry, darling, we digress.
Yeah, 6 minutes ago, Maria typed, I am not from this earth. Is that why you singled her out, Ian? She's not from this
yes.
earth?
Well, what ridiculous.
Is
no, we're going to draw it in, Bob. It'll be all right. Draw it in. Come on, Sarah. Sarah Love. Come on, Sarah Love. Now, the softening part is to forget those words. You have an outcome, and you would like a proclamation. Is that what you want?
I don't really want anything. I just want Noah to know that I love him. That's what
That's
I want.
Good.
I want to know that
and
he knows that.
Well, he does that, darling. He knows that already because this is the outcome of the both fears that both of you had, obviously. So now, let's soften all that again and take the wicket. Have you ever heard of a sticky wicket? Do you know what that means?
No.
Bob.
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
Tell her what a sticky wicket is.
You know, when you're on dupes and you take a post and you want it to stay there in the, sort of the archive on page one of the first page of Ion, well, you put a little sticky on it, and that sticks it to the ground. It wedges it to the spot so it doesn't get pushed out of the flow of new posting. So that happens regularly.
No, Bob. No, a sticky wicket is a glue pot. It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
Carolyn hates metaphors, but everybody else seems to think they're pretty much okay. It's used to describe a difficult circumstance.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought...
In the spot of cricket, it's caused by a damp or a soft pitch. It's a sticky wicket.
Okay. All right, good.
You better tighten your damn ass up or we'll fire you, just so you know. Bob, get right.
Bob.
Get right. Get right, Bob. Yeah, you get to get your Googler sharpened up. You're on point. You're the point, man. It's the only time you do all the work you do all year, and you can't even remember to lay up there asleep trying to eat food off a damn counter. Crazy thing. Go wash them damn hands right now. Hurry up. Go wash them hands.
Let me take
right
it. Let
now.
You. That was good. Yes, what DJ? You
hit the reset
DJ
button.
Program had stopped.
Hit
you thought the DJ portion of the show had stopped.
Hit the,
how deluded.
Hit the refresh button, Bob.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, damn, I did the wrong one.
Oh, no. It's lost in forever. It's gone. Soundflower may never come back again.
Oh, I'm back. Okay, now there's somebody named Core. Who says, I've been listening to Ion at howionic.com. I have a question for Ion. What can I do exactly to cure my pollen allergies? Pollen allergies.
Pollen. What have I learned?
What'd you say?
This is what I've learned.
Okay. What's he do for them?
No, pollen. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Read the rest of it.
Oh, okay. He says, also, this is what I've learned. Oh, that's what, yeah, learned. L-E-A-R-N-T. I say out loud many times a day, what is the fastest path to my joy? And then answer with the things I want in my life, whether that be now, soon, or something that may take years. And I'm sure that has been working for me, especially with the girl that's come into my life that I'm now in a relationship with. Am I right? So all that, am I right? No.
Keep going.
I also say out loud all the things I love and appreciate in my life. Following the early James Martinez era, the stuff. My universe, and a few other things like I'm happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Money flows freely and easily to me. Is this working well for me, he asks. You want me to continue? And is there anything else I can say and do to improve my life and keep it at least happy? Also, I'd like to know, do you see me living with my girlfriend for years and more and having a mortgage with her?
I don't want to have a baby with you. I want to have a mortgage.
Have a mortgage. A nice 70-year mortgage. It'd be great. That's good. Get a big old big one. Okay, we're going to answer this real quick. Here we go. This is easy. Okay, first of all, it's pollen season. The pollen that bothers you the worst isn't come out yet. The elm hasn't come out yet. So, but do it now and start. Get out there every day. You can get somewhere, you can get buck naked out in where the pollen's piled up where you can see it. The trees are coming in, the big heavy pollen's coming in. Get your naked ass out there and roll in it. Get it all over you. Get it in your head, get in your eyes, get in your nose, get in every orifice that you can get an orifice in. Roll around and get in that pollen. We promise you, you are going to be lividly miserable for about 2.3 days. Get some of that magnesium. Get your complete performance. Better have them ready. Then you get in, your body's going to build a tolerance to this pollination, the pollination that you adore and love in your meat sack body, that you're pushing against all these things that you've got. You're a marvelous creator, and you're creating all these wonderful things that you've got, that you have, that are. And you've got the laws of deception down pretty good, and you got to come back into a place where now you start applying the power and start trying to draw this inky, misty, meeky darkness out of your life and start saying, this is what I desire and have it. This is what I desire and have it. Because otherwise you can create these pocket universes where these things occur. Forget the girl. Forget the mortgage. Own your own home. Bring forth enough cashy money to buy your house and don't have a mortgage. Tell her I'd like to sleep with you and I like you pretty good. Let's see what happens next and go with it. Love her like she's going to leave you and she'll never go. And enjoy yourself. And if she leaves, say, so long, heifer. I'll find another one just like you. Adele sang another song about this. I'll find somebody else like you. Don't worry about it. Always be looking. Honey, I love you. I'm going to sleep with you forever. I'm going to start right now on my journey to find another one just like you. So if you decide to bite it or die or leave or run off, don't worry. I'll have one in backup, honey. It's all good. Won't you happy, 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 but I'm going to be happy as long as you and everybody else knows this, that I'm becoming and I'm going to ascend. I'm ascending. I'm going to become a god. Honey, you ain't lived till you've had loving from a god. And you do that just right and knock the little man out of the boat and she'll never leave you. And you won't have to have a mortgage either. Yay. That's good, Bob.
Bum, 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 bum.
Did you get all that, Core? See if Core types something back in. Core.
Okay, tell Maria.
No?
Tell Maria to call.
Okay, Maria, you call. Now, back to Sarah. Maybe she stopped commiserating about her fate, and you could respond. Sarah, you have a statement?
Nobody adopted James Curtis. Apparently, he died in a fire.
Matthew Rose asked, Bob, who adopted James Curtis? I don't know. I think there are people in England. James had a past in England when he was young or something.
Ooh.
James Curtis is James Martinez.
You're not supposed to tell that shit, Bob. It's going to go in the archives. Then you're going to have it all backwards from all. He's going to, now, y'all got it right now. Now Bob's fixing to rewrite cash flow, and it's going to be the James Curtis show, and he's going to undo everything. Martinez was a lie. He never existed. He never was. It was a pseudonym, a nom de plume, as it were. And he never was ever. And he never knew what the Coldplay was anyway, so it's all good.
Even though he started the Coldplay website. He did not know what it was. Ruby's complaining about that.
Ruby. Don't forget Jack Ruby, too.
Yeah, he faked his death. He's
twice.
Doing well
twice.
In Manhattan. Twice. You had to do it twice. They caught him twice. That's right. The Teamsters were on to him. So we've got Sarah back. She was
back
up.
Damn.
Any follow-up,
damn,
Sarah?
Jack Zerfatti.
Any follow-up, Sarah? Is that it for you?
No, there's more, honey. I got more for you. Come on.
Come on, Sarah. Humiliated or not, take it like a woman.
No humiliation. Get it right. You wanted something different. It's different. Bob calls it. It's Bob's fault. Let's shoot Bob in the head and see what happens.
Well, I don't like that. No, I mean,
why not? You like everything else. Carolyn got a giggle out of it. She thought, well, hell, we might as well speak. Can't hurt. It's half as good as we say it would be good enough for you.
I am back. He screwed up a syllable there, Carol. Did you notice that? He,
a cylinder.
I don't know what
cylinder.
That syllable was.
A cylinder.
Yeah,
he's on all cylinders now. He's on the cylinders. Do you notice that now people are moving into the typing conversation? They're moving from the Gutenberg side. The LaRouche side is taking over. And you notice that the people are kind of funny. And it's kind of like, well, this is a little weird. And you're like, wait a minute. Oh, wait, you wouldn't know anything about that now, would you?
No, I wouldn't. Okay, let's see if Matthew Rose, he did come in early. So let's mute Sarah. She's done her
bit. No, she can come back. No, there's still more when she gets around. Put on the Victrola or something. Listen to some Frank Zappa. That'll make you want to come back to us.
Go ahead, Matthew Rose. Stalwart contributor to the James Curtis Show. One of James' favorite callers, Matthew Rose.
I thought James was adopted into, like, the Hollywood system somehow when he was young.
No.
Well, he lived not far. He lived in a hovel not far from L'Hermitage, but he didn't live at L'Hermitage.
He grew up in England. What's interesting about James, Matthews, he ended up in the Nine cult. You know that book, Stargate Conspiracy?
Yeah.
The main psychic woman, Maria somebody, James got involved with her, and he knew those people. The weird guy from the 50s who did ayahuasca very early, died in 95. Forget his name. His name begins with A. So James was part of that group or cult, and he introduced Walter Bowert to Maria, and then Walter loved Maria, and they tried to get me to talk to him, but I got ion, so I didn't do up Maria. So James was a very good track star, very good, maybe ran the 880 or something, very good semi-long distance.
And he had a pretty good stamina. His ejaculate was pretty good. He could do that pretty good.
Who's that
famous Zionist guy, the Uri Geller? Yeah, Uri Geller was part of
it. Oh, right, the spoon bender.
Yeah, and Abraham somebody.
Oh, yeah, they played with Ben and Teller, with the deep guy.
Right.
Yeah, the Nine. So the Nine never really amounted to much.
No, they were important. They're the alternative to ION. Arthur Young was a big deal. I think he was involved with the Kennedy assassination. Arthur Young, Bell Helicopter.
Bob, you took the red pill again. Don't take the red pill. We done told you.
The blue pill. No, Ion. Ion took the red pill.
Yeah.
Don't take the blue. Don't take the blue pill.
Rocky Docky.
She gets no respect. This is terrible. No respect.
So James met Uri Geller and Arthur Young, and the other guy's name began with A, who was like the Tim Leary of the 50s, and he gave up track, and he got very involved in the psychic cult of that world, the Nine. And then he crossed over to us. So he represents the other faction, Matthew. You read the Stargate Conspiracy, they're pretty important, over the last 50 years. They had some of the earliest channels.
And Heaven's Gate.
Yeah, and Jim Jones. They covered it all.
They put Milky Way candy bars on their bed when they drank the Kool-Aid.
And the certain kind of sneakers. What's that famous sneaker?
Right.
Teeny floppers. They put on
Nike.
Teeny floppers.
Nike.
Just do it.
It's a good story. I'll go with that.
1997, Carol, March 22nd weekend. That's when we were at York University with Bruce Powell's conference on McLuhan, and Quoker came, and everybody was there.
The Quoker quadrant.
The McLuhan conference caused the Bob, the two. Remember, Bob,
you just
the guy,
said,
the
you
leader,
just said ayahuasca caused it. With, you just said Nine caused it.
They were part of the scene in 1975, and I read about him in Billy's Voice in 1975. And then 22 years later, they disappeared. And 22 years later, in 1997, they showed up, and they had this whole involvement with the Bob. Who's that? Bob Dobbs Comet. Remember that thing? It was like my name.
Yeah. Helly Bob.
Yeah, Haley Bob. They took it literally. So they're like the literal version of us if we had misinterpreted Ion. We would have ended up like them. So there was a great parallel.
Well, you may yet. We're hoping for better, but it's always up to you, Bob. We're hoping for a little better.
The thing about Matthew, everything is dependent on me. My little pea brain is the thing that tips the balance into the alternative pathways.
Bob's been playing pocket pool again.
I wonder if Carol knows what pocket pool is. You know what that is?
She's right
no,
there.
It's not that, Carolyn. It's foreplay. It's when somebody is waiting at a bus stop, and he's got his hand in his pocket, and he's jiggling his testicles and his dick.
Is it? It might just be sex.
Pocket pool. What?
I just thought it was sex.
No. Pocket pool is when you're jiggling with your sexual organ absentmindedly while you're waiting for the bus.
Yes, so you...
Down by the underwear.
I believe you are the anomaly which affects the world. I'll give you that.
Well, thank you. It's awful generous of you, Matthew.
Yeah,
I'll
give you credit as being the most important.
But besides that,
Hollywood seems to have taken notice, and then they literally put you in scripts. But most people don't know this, you explain it, and then I recognize it more than I noticed it. It would be hard to just, it is. It must be exciting to have all the storylines based on your life.
I don't know if it's exciting. It's very hard to determine what my feeling is about it. How would you say, Carol, how do I feel about it? She observes it every day. What do I look like I'm feeling?
You just love it when we do any topic with Ion. Which
yeah, but how do
you
I express
every day,
my love?
You
how,
just love
how do I express
hearing
my loving it?
How...
I know, but how do I express it?
Oh, really? Ion? Are you kidding? No.
She nailed it.
That is
a whole
exciting.
Other, yeah, what a weird Connie. That's what she witnesses.
Every day.
Where's Aya? Did I drop off?
I laughed him off the bench.
Yeah, you did. He's back. All right, I did. Laugh along with us. What do you think what
Aya said? It's too much fun. It's exactly what we've been warning you about all along, Bob. Not Carolyn. Carolyn's the last sane one left, and that's what you get from her. It's just not good for you, Bob.
That's right. It pushes my sanity, Matthew, with this experience. The Andrew and me mirroring me, and I need sanity around me, and uh-oh, Carol's not
right.
Sane anymore, Matthew. This is trouble.
I have never read any of The Harlot's Ghost.
Yeah.
But I understand that one was about you.
Yes, and Norman Mailer.
Most everything is.
I was a friend of Norman Mailer.
Right.
Sooner or later.
He wanted to write about the Kennedy assassination, but he knew through me who actually had done it. He got so distracted by knowing about what it was, he couldn't make a novel out of it, so he made a novel about me and Carolyn as victims of MKUltra. So if you haven't read it, that's what it's about.
Are you the victim?
That's how Norm Mailer presents me and Carolyn.
We were in the
program, and it did us in. You'll see, it's a good novel, and it's on the chart.
Did Bukowski ever write about intelligence agencies, or he was purely into sex?
He did not take politics. The one time he bumped into a politician, he met Schwarzenegger at a party, and he immediately told Schwarzenegger to go fuck himself. He just started yelling at him, saying, "You're a disgusting rat fink of a person." And he just insulted Schwarzenegger with no concern that he was a guest in someone else's home, and he embarrassed everybody. But Bukowski didn't care. He bumped into a politician because he doesn't live in that world. He didn't pay attention to the media that way. He just drank his beer.
Schwarzenegger was an actor. He wasn't a politician. That's the problem. You can't be. You're either one or the other. Oh, wait, unless you're Ronald Reagan, then it's okay.
That's a good point. All I know is he told Schwarzenegger to go fuck himself. I know that. But Mikulski died in 94. When was Schwarzenegger governor?
Just last week.
Back then? No, I think he was governor. I'm going to check that. I'm Googling. I'm going to the source.
Oh, y'all better look out. Bob's got a Googler. He'll put the Googler on you.
I can't spell Schwarzenegger, but if I'm close enough. Okay.
Just say it. Push the little microphone and say Schwarzenegger, and it'll come right up.
Geez, it doesn't even say when he was governor. Man, that's odd. Let's see. Maybe he 2003 to 2011. No, Bukowski was dead. My facts are all screwed up.
He was married into the Kennedy family before that.
That's a good point. When
he's a Shriver.
Maria. Now, here's the thing. Bukowski considered himself pretty tough. So I think he was talking about, he was mad at Schwarzenegger as a tough guy, as a Terminator. That's probably what he was insulting. He says, I'll take you. Come on, let's have it out now. That may have been the reason he yelled at him. He didn't like his image. And so I'm looking up Maria. I better put in find, right? Use that. M-A-R-I-A. Maria Shriver. Married 1986. So he was with her when Bukowski yelled at him. Okay, enough about me. Back to you, Matthew.
Let's talk about me. I'm always looking to make money.
Well, you got it all wrong.
What is the right way to look at making money?
Do it like Bob does it. Use money to make you. You don't make money. Money makes you. You come from money. Why are you even asking this? It's just ridiculous.
I'm trying to get a train of thought going.
Do you want some money or do you want to ride a train?
Both. I need money.
No. That's what you do with dough. Dough is a metaphor for money. Carolyn doesn't like metaphors, so you're screwed. You got to do it a different way.
I come from money. I know a lot about it. I'm not very disciplined.
Money is vulgar, and common people shouldn't handle it.
You shouldn't talk about it in public space. But you need to have it.
Not talk about it. They shouldn't handle it.
You may not have been listening. A year or two ago, I pointed out that because I live ahead of myself, that's how the xenocrony happens, why media reflects me, because I'm, I guess, living ahead of myself, or what is generally taken as where we're at, and I can manipulate that, though I'm personally not conscious of doing that. And then the follow-up is that a guy took a shot at me a few months ago, walking across the golf course, and he missed me, and then Chad came up with the theory that I'm living ahead of myself, so the guy shot at my afterimage. And therefore didn't hit me. So those are the latest data that's come in for me to speculate on what I am.
Well, I don't know all your interaction with people. Like, I mean, the fringe is obviously based on you and some other situations around you.
And that's a bit of Norman Mailer's Harless Ghost. It's about MK Ultra. It's about the mind control that Walter and his buddy were part of, implemented, subject to it. And Peter, too. That's a spin-off of the Walter Boward story. Oh, Ayn's back. Good. I don't have to talk about me anymore.
Of course we have to talk about you. That's all we get to talk about is you. Bob asked Carolyn.
She'll tell
you.
I'm not asking for it.
Okay.
What do you mean you don't ask for it? Every time there's a question, well, where do I fit in there, Ion? Does that include me? And how am I doing? And then not yelling.
How am I doing,
Jordan? Your answer to Matthew. How am I doing?
The answer to your question
yelling and screaming. And finally, Bob will say, oh, well, how does Carolyn fit in? I don't care about that. Let's get back to work.
Let's get to me. Let's get to me. Bob was like, well, enough about you, Carolyn. Enough about you, Carolyn. We got to get back to Bob. If we get off topic, you'll fire us for sure.
Right. You keep telling me that it's up to me what I decide when this thing is going to happen timing-wise. So let's figure out what Bob is. So help make his decision.
He puts a doom in doomsday, y'all.
Okay, Matthew, ask something about yourself or what you're interested in.
Ion, you say there's no time.
So don't try to sell or dab or bid money for time, because it won't work. If you go in it that way, you'll wake up poor.
Usually people are either paid hourly or by a salary.
No, they are not. The people on welfare don't work for welfare.
Well, to collect Social Security, you have to work first.
No, you do not. You most absolutely do not. Not at all.
So if I wanted a pension from a corporation...
You don't have to do that. You can ask right now. You can get SSI, Supplemental Security Income right now, and you don't have to do nothing.
Besides proving you're crazy?
No, you've got a piece of paper that says you're not crazy. Now, no, we didn't say disability. SSI, supplements your income. But you're asking the wrong thing. We're not trying to tell you how to get on damn relief, you money-grubbing maynard. It's not about that. You are okay. You're trying to say, I'd like to do something fruitful and beneficial with my life. But you said when we sent you across the street to look in the mirrors at the mirror store to find this all out already anyway, then you could sell chances and runs on that. But you missed that. Then you had to go running off of the
I just got it now.
Well, welcome back to the real world. The land of the living, yes.
Yeah.
Second, the bottom of Second Street, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a mirror store. I could see myself.
Yes.
I think I was on a movie set around the corner and ran into somebody there. It was the whole thing.
The bar was downstairs across the street with a crosswalk. The crosswalk would move, and there was the chandelier mirror joint.
Yes.
Wasn't that on 53rd Street in Manhattan, Matthew, when you lived on 53rd? Isn't that what he's talking
about? Yeah.
The bottom of 2nd Street, where it dead ends into your little friend's place, Bob.
But 2nd Street is not anywhere near, visually, 53rd Street.
It is in the
2nd Avenue.
Yeah, it's in the other worlds it is. So 2nd Street...
2nd Avenue.
Avenue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, corner of 2nd Avenue.
Come on, Bob.
Street.
Bob, we're going to talk to Carolyn if you don't
street.
Get with it.
I'm listening.
Lord have mercy. It is 2nd Street.
So there was a mirror shop. I thought there was something in the shop, but I guess the answer of the mirror shop was I could see myself, I would say, now, looking at that situation. What does the bar have to do with checks?
With checks, check cashing stores, money checks. That's a good business. You should try that.
Yeah.
You need some Jewish penicillin at the 2nd Avenue Deli.
He knows you worked in the check cashing. He knows you were. He's referring to that. Maybe you don't want to talk about it, but he's referring to what you used to do.
No,
there,
I used
right?
to. Yeah, I used to mention it. He's just mentioning a bar where I live. So the question is, what about the bar? And then he brought up that it's a business, just like my old business. I could talk about check cashing. Check cashing isn't a great business in the future. I don't think.
Then turn it into something that transfers money virtually. If you can have virtual dichotomies of money and you charge a fee for the handling of those transactions, you can make $250,000 a day.
Right. Like right now my dad allows people to get $500 ATM for a dollar, which is ridiculously cheaper than anywhere. But if you raise that to about $4 and you supplied cash to people with ATMs who needed more than the machines would allow, there'd be a business there?
Well, if you did, you'd have to go to East Village and eat at Cats of Delicatessen.
the Katz's Deli's on 2nd and Houston or something. Yeah, I've eaten a lot of good food over the years and been to good restaurants, good bars. But somehow people expected that maybe I'd be in the industry. But I don't know. I've amassed a lot of knowledge about many industries over the years, and I'm not successful in any of them.
Okay. You've not tried any of them. You've poked at them. I mean, you've laid your penis beside them. You've sort of dabbled on them a little bit. But what happens when you get busy and start engaging and nut a little bit? You've got the erection part all down, but let's get you to nut.
Well, so, I don't know. Some
that
of it
was not a metaphor. That was not a metaphor.
Oh, I got you. I should not. Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm interested in that. I would accept any help you have and don't really have any
you
questions.
You already have. You're just fine. Stop. Listen to what you're saying. Yes. Good. Wonderful. That's fine. But you got to get somewhere.
Does talking and asking questions get you somewhere?
Maybe.
Trying to change by asking questions. Isn't that the idea? You ask, you learn, and then
yes,
something
you ask
changes.
Questions. You engage on it. Yep.
I mean, part of it seems like it's not getting anywhere, but in the end, I've learned a lot. I'm totally different than when I first called with... I mean, I believe in
there
all the things. Yeah.
Well, but you don't spend all your time looking for UFOs to come sweep you out of the reflection in the mirrors. That's always a plus.
Yeah, that's true. That's what you were.
Yeah.
And
so,
marijuana is good, but maybe not as good as it was. They've taken the fun out of marijuana now, haven't they?
The New Jersey police don't seem to like it. Yeah.
That's pronounced Joyzy, South Joyzy.
Okay, Matthew, you think about this. I need to give you a break.
Thank you.
I want to bring in a different kind of question. So, Roxanne, are you there?
Oh, wait. 49 Fifth Avenue, New York City. Eldred Wilfred.
Who Wilfred?
Right,
which Wilfred?
Alfred.
Eldred Wilfred.
Eldred
Wilfred.
Eldred Wilfred.
And if that doesn't work, go to 66 Liberty Street, New York.
All right, I will.
And 121 Depot Street.
Then I'll get the joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
121 Depot Street. Pam Wall can take you there. Are you in touch with Pam Wall, Matthew? Did you guys remain friends?
No, not in a couple of years at least.
Okay. Well, she went there to... 121 Depot. Got close to it.
We'll help you with the money stuff. Just don't get so animated about everything. You need to calm down with this stuff and just start living a little bit and looking at where the things are. Look at what you spend your money on. You can do those things better than you're paying someone else to do them. When you can do that, that's how dry cleaners became. They were cleaning things better than what their dry cleaner was doing, and then they made a fortune. And if that doesn't work, speak a little Yiddish. It'll help you.
Thank you.
What did your mother say? What did your mother say?
About what? I didn't
your
talk to
endeavor.
Her.
We know. Well, that's the point, isn't it?
I don't know what the endeavor is.
Conversation. The last one you had with her.
I think people are impressed with my attempt at something. I don't know. What does my mother think of my plan?
Wrong answer. What we're asking you to talk about your last conversation with her.
All right. Well, I will have a better conversation with her.
Wrong answer. We just asked about the last one. That's past tense.
The last one, I don't remember it.
Well, there's your rub. You may have been a success already, and you're not sure you are. You may have already hit the lotto and don't know you bought a ticket. Nice. Okay.
Okay. I got an email from Jermaine. She says she's on a line. Which one are you on, Jermaine? Is that you, Jermaine?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, there you
go. Hey, darling.
Hey, Ion.
We've been talking about you.
Today on this show, or?
All the time. We don't know about this. We only talk to Bob. Everyone else is just a breath of fresh air into an otherwise dull and uncomely conversation.
Well, I feel special.
You already are. We're glad you feel it.
No, I know I am. Thank you. Let's feel it.
Okay, enough of that. Let's get to work. Are you ready? Let's talk about a few things, and we're driving right now, darling, so just hang on. It's okay. This won't take but just a little bit. You're having some shifts, some things going on in your world, and we got all that. You're already connecting without conductivity, and you know that. That's all wonderful and good. Now you're trying to apply the non-communicating conductivity part that doesn't get lost in your dream world or your damn closet. If you don't clean out that damn closet, we're going to empty it. I promise we're going to take everything out. Everything. You got to straighten out that closet because that's a cluttered mind. No, we're not having it. You're in design. Make it right. If you have to build on another house, another room, another 4,000 square feet for your closet, do what you got to do. But you got to get that shit straightened out. No question. Okay. Now, the other side of this comes into how you connect with what you're connecting to. Here's what's happened. You are the lamentation of Bob's predication from a predestination of an exclamation that is a debased recreation for Bob. You've caused shifts or pocket shifts that Bob's having to untangle. And this is that difference between the LaRouche quadrant and the William Irwin Thompson quadrant. And here's what you got to do. You either got to go on in it and solve it. We don't care which way you go.
Teresa Capuano.
Just left the conference.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye, Teresa. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Sorry, Teresa. I forgot about that or whatever, so call back. And you got to wait a bit, even though Michael reserved you. I forgot. That's the disservice of me. Being in charge, and I forget what I'm supposed to do.
We're sorry. We said bye. You were gone when we said it, but we said bye.
Yeah.
It'll be in the archives. You can listen with Bob 3.5 years from now and get enjoy it. We'll say things to you, but right now we're talking to Jermaine, but she's in between the Thompson Quadrant and the LaRouche Quadrant, and we're not going to have it for one more second. We're going to get this one. We don't care. You can go either way you want to go. It's okay with us. We don't care. We'll get you back from whichever side it is, but you're looking at in between the mirror. This is not the man in the mirror. This is not the man looking in the mirror. This is between the mirror. The icy path that holds parallel worlds in stasis. Between. In between. That explains all those things you wanted to ask us about, doesn't it? How did Cartago work the way it did when you couldn't be there? When you were, but you weren't. How are you able to get these things done that you did now that you didn't do then, that you thought you did, that you wanted to do, that you can't find now? That sort of getting to the point?
I understand.
Now, be careful with how you go forth here, because it's going to sort of frame up the way you're going to get your answers, because you haven't chosen yet. Because we can answer the same question two ways. Just ask Bob. He'll tell you. So now, we framed it up for you. Now, proceed, however gingerly.
So in between the two that I'm stuck, I'm going to choose to go with the Irwin-William Thompson quadrant.
Thank God. This is a wonderful choice. We applaud it. Bob's going to go the other way. We're afraid. We just don't know any other way. But he might end up in the hum quadrant, but maybe I think we can catch Bob in the tiny note. We always seem to latch him in the tiny note before it goes into the Android meme. We can catch him in the tiny note. He'll be okay, but we don't know.
So, yeah, I choose to go there.
So, Thompson, going there. Thompson quadrant. That's very literal. That's very dull, boring, as it were, but it can't.
Direction.
Too much is an understatement. I mean, you'd have to be a bad narcissist to even listen to much of it, but Bob doesn't seem to have any trouble.
I get all like, ugh, my body hurts. Too much to be
there. See, and guess what? If you go much further, honey, it's going to be in your bum. There you go. That's how that ends up. It ends up in your bum, really. And the queen does it to you. That's what LaRouche says. The LaRoucheans have got for the queen and the queen mother doing all kinds of vile, nasty things. In the Hershey Highway, all of it. It's terrible.
The Hershey Highway? Oh, my God, that's
hilarious. Yeah, it's terrible.
Which quadrant was I in last night when I went into that space and it was silver and
McLuhan. You're in the McLuhan
quadrant.
Herbert Marshall McLuhan, yes. Yeah, and you went over to have tea with Patty Duke.
TV show, 1964.
And her identical cousin.
Her identical cousin?
Yeah, that was what the show was about.
I didn't know that was about that.
Bob, you were around. You wrote the damn show. What are you talking about?
I did not fucking write it. Okay, that's enough. I did not write the show. I was working for the CIA.
Patty Duke and Patty Duke. CKLN.
Randy House liked Patty Duke.
Yeah, Dookie Hauser was good, too. He was a doctor.
Okay, Jermaine, you're rapidly losing ground here in your topic.
You got stuck in the – don't get in the quadrants. Don't ask that. Go back to your plain Jane questions. We've told you way too much already. So just ask the question you thought you were going to ask when you weren't going to answer it in the first part.
Okay. The shipper room, I went to it, and you're right. I was in the closet, and it was in there, and I do need to clean it to get a better understanding of it. But was that the silver one? Was that the shipper room? But it was – a newer one. I came to relate it to the safe in Costa Rica. Was that the shipper robe?
It can be, but you're mincing it too finely. Mise en place.
Me what?
Mise en place. It's
place.
French for Germans. Badly translated from Spanish.
German. Well, I am
translated
part German,
from,
right?
Badly translated from Spanish.
Oh, badly translated from Spanish.
Fitting it easy. Did you do this last night? Are you talking about something that happened to you last night when you went to the closet?
Yeah, I've been saying that I want to go to the shipper robe, but instead of the shipper robe, I went to that safe. So that's completely different than the shipper robe. That was a bad translation.
Okay.
And then as far as my grandfather... This is a funny question. He's like the Olivia Pope, like the father. Was that sort of my grandfather?
I like it. He was a crafty one.
I'm getting confused. That safe, what did it have in there? The one silver one from last night. I almost had the numbers, the combination.
Yeah.
And then I did. And then some, I don't know why, how I didn't open it. It didn't open.
Okay, we're going to try this one more time. Mise en place. Bob can tell you what it says. Now tell Bob, tell her what it means.
Roxy, what does mise en place mean?
To prepare something.
To prepare something.
Mise en place. Putting things in place. Putting in place.
Jermaine, I want to see if Roxy's question relates to you, because you guys are the Central South American contingent. So, Roxy, what question would you ask right now?
I noticed in the bills, for example, the 100-euro bills, there are bridges and portals. The 100-euro is like a malachite green, and on the backside has the angel bridge. I was wondering if these bridges and portals in the money are an allusion to parallel worlds or the parallel economy.
We like the ones from Ireland, the 100-euro notes from Ireland. They have the cap and the frack, which shows like a doorway of a portal. They're trying to mock the ninth gate, but it's not exactly that.
Is there any importance in how we receive or keep the money? Like, should we?
The watermark. The watermark.
The watermark is the way you have to give it or to take it.
Yes, it'll pitch and catch.
Is the watermark on the bill, Roxy?
Yes.
All right. Now, how does this relate to Jermaine's issues, Ion? Is there any overlap?
Yeah, it's the Thompson quadrant, where you question the thing that's right before your very eyes. You have the obvious. The obvious stated, the obvious conclusion, Occam's razor. And then you question the knowing known. Questioning the knowing known. Nothing esoteric, nothing fancy. What are we learning, Palmer? What are we trying to learn, Palmer? That's all the quadrant's going to do.
Yes, that things are like this. Another thing, Bob asked me if I knew anything about St. Cloud, that is in the program you mentioned. And my ancestors were in St. Cloud because that was the place where Napoleon was living, and Charlotte of Mexico and Maximilian made their parties there before they went to Mexico. And the sister of my great-grandfather describes the whole of Mercury and the whole of Aurora in St. Cloud. Is there anything important there? I found it interesting that they wrote about that place in the
90s. Yes, but we don't want to distract you with it.
And she also wrote a lot about L'Hermitage and St. Petersburg because they were there interacting with high nobility. And there is a hall of malachite and an amber hall that it's also, like, important.
Malachite is very key.
In which way?
Molecular composition.